Welcome back to Uncensored. I'm Marien, your host from Yes, Mermaids. And today I have two amazing women that are going to talk about when they started eating for two on board. So yeah, we're going to talk about pregnancy and being preggo on board while being a stewardess. And today I have one of the hosts, Lauren from Trilogy Super Yacht Stewardess Training. Welcome, Lauren. Thank you so much for being here. Let me just
thank you so much for having me.
And then there's Rachel, who's a former Shih Tzu, who's also very kindly wanting to explore with you and us this topic today. Thank you, Rachel, for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, ladies, I'm super excited about this because as lately I've been seeing a few stewardess positions because other stewardess have gotten pregnant and they're looking for a replaceable. And it just really brought a lot of questions to myself. And I decided, oh my God, we need to talk about it. Like, we never talk about pregnancy on board, even though it's quite normal and it happens often. It's almost like a taboo topic. So my question to start the conversation is, how long were you part of the program before you became pregnant?
So I planned to get pregnant in the industry. I was a chief steward on 100 meter and I was in my 12th year and I knew that sort of was the way I was going to leave the industry, if that makes sense. So I was actually on board for 5 months before I left. And my captain was happy for me to stay longer. But due to insurance and for myself personally, being a first pregnancy, you're quite nervous. You don't know what's going to happen. And our owners were pretty heavy going. Our owners were liverboard for the season. Yeah, I was spending 5 months on board pregnant, of which I probably had 3 of those months with son.
So you were on the program 5 months prior to getting pregnant?
No, I was, I was 11 years.
Okay, so you were 11 years in the program. And then out of those 11 years, five of those were pregnant in the
5 months. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So you had a really long career with that program. So it was with the same boat for 11 years or?
It was the same owners. Well, it was the same for 10.
Okay.
Of them. And yeah, but and it was pretty much was the same program. They just got a bigger boat.
Okay, yeah. And how about you, Rachel? How long were you on the last boat that you were pregnant?
I was with these owners for about just over a year. And then, yeah, fell pregnant after that. Wasn't planning to fall pregnant, but yeah, fell pregnant.
Yeah.
And didn't tell the crew or the owners at all. So when I told them around 6 months, it was great. They were all congratulating me. But then 2 days after that, I was told I can't work on board anymore.
Right. Okay. So yeah, that kind of leads me to my next question is, did you guys knew your seafarer rights before getting pregnant on board? And do you actually know them now?
I didn't know mine, to be honest. And I actually only found out when I went to the person, I said, but it actually is the situation with this. And she said, technically, as far as I'm, and maybe I still don't know them, but as far as I was aware, 5 months was where the insurance would cover me up to.
Really?
And, yep. And then after that, I wasn't covered by insurance. And yeah, basically there was no, same as you, Rachel, obviously I knew it was happening. I told the owners and the captain, sorry, and they were all very happy for me. But yeah, it was a case of, I said to my friend, it's maternity leave. It's not maternity leave, it's maternity you leave.
What flag vessel was your boat on?
Cayman Islands.
Okay. And yours, Rachel?
The same.
Okay. Because it's really interesting because I was reading about it. And depending on where you are, like if you are basically part of the EU, depending on if your flag is European base and also even if your boat is not, but it's European, most of the times in Europe, you actually go under the laws of European laws for maternity. And most of people don't know this. And then on top of that, flags of convenience like Cayman Island, Cayman Island is MCA. So for the most part, it doesn't go under most of the UK laws, but at least as a minimum, you guys have 2 months that they have to pay you and they have to let you work up until 26 weeks. That's the kind of like the norm, but it can go up to 28. And then you have like even maternity allowance. and even a support maternity, statutory maternity. So you get big and pay you like up to 66 weeks.
Geez, I wish I had known that.
The interesting thing is that this is actually not even placed in our contract. Like, I never saw anything in my contract that talk about pregnancy.
No, I've never seen it. And I see quite a few contracts these days to help people get Siemens logbooks. And for that, they have to send their contract. And just a side note, and there's nothing about that in any of them. You never see it. You're right.
Mm-hmm. So when you guys got supported by being congratulated, but not really being truly supported in the process, like you said, Marcia, you leave. You guys look for help. What was happening with you guys? What's your story? How was the crew acting? Did you have to leave immediately, or were you given a certain amount of time to be on board? And then they tell you basically within these weeks, you need to go.
Like I said in the beginning, we didn't go ahead with telling the owner or the crew or the management that I was pregnant. Initially, we had this inner underlying feeling that if we did, what if? And obviously, when you're a yachtie, you're trying to save as much money as you can, especially when you find out you're having a baby, and we didn't have a house or anything like that. So we were just trying to make sure that we can get as many savings in. When we did tell the owner, when we did tell the captain, as a side note, just so I can make it known, he's a wonderful captain. And I think the decision at the end, it was the right decision to make, but at BC at the time when you are pregnant, it's just not the nicest thing to happen. But in hindsight, I look back at it now being a mom and I totally understand. But the captain's wife, about a year prior, she was also pregnant. She wasn't working on board or anything like that. But she went into premature labor and their child was in hospital for, I think, almost 3 months. So my captain was very careful and he congratulated me. He was very happy for us. But he, at the same time, being a captain and just knowing what his wife had been through, he just felt like he would respect my wishes if I wanted to stay on board for longer than what I wanted. But he didn't want to have that responsibility on his shoulders if we were, let's say, out at sea. It's a long way to go to shore and something, you know, were to happen if I fell down the stairs or go into premature labor. So he made it known that he wasn't super comfortable with me being on board, being pregnant, just because when I told him, like I said, I think I was around 26 or 28 weeks.
Yeah, so you were definitely at that limit of what the
loss
was. Like you said, labor. Because of your, and it depends, and this is why the law says, like, it depends on what the program is. Because if you're near that is easy access, then obviously that's a different thing because you have, it's accessible to get to the hospital. But obviously, if you're at sea, then that gets a bit complicated.
Yeah. You want to make sure that you're close to a hospital that has the right facilities for you to use if you do go into premature labor, because not all hospitals have those facilities.
You did the whole 6 months on board and you didn't tell anybody. So you're not sure?
I didn't show. Nobody would believe me when I told them. They were like, no, you're not.
Okay.
I am. Okay. But everybody was really supportive and happy. I wanted to work up until I popped. And in hindsight, now I'm actually really glad I didn't, because I did go into labor about a month and a half before due date. And we had just bought a house and there's just so much to go into having a baby and getting up. So I'm glad I left when I did. It's just a matter of making sure that you send mommy off with some dignity and respect, and that you're genuinely happy for the person having the baby.
And is that how you feel they sent you home?
Yes and no. In certain ways, yes and no. I do respect the fact that I did have to leave. It was my time to leave, obviously, because I was past, like you said, in the contract, I think it's 24, 26 weeks, and I was past that. So that was totally understandable. It was, I think, a week or two. It was just a very fast-paced boat going from Dock Express straight into the next season. So there wasn't a lot of time to be waiting on board, because we had quite a few passages to go through. So I felt like it was very quick. It was within 2 days I was on a flight on the way to my house now that we had just bought. Mm-hmm. So I would say it was just a bit overwhelming. There wasn't really how, if somebody has been on board for a while, you generally go out, you have a dinner or anything like that. But it was really, yeah, okay, congratulations, bye.
Mm-hmm. So you receive a maternity leave and how do you manage prenatal care? If you had to go to the doctor, how did, was that part of the insurance coverage? Like,
obviously, for the 6 months, my partner and I we didn't tell anybody. So every scan we went to was in very odd places of the world, Dominican Republic, St. Martin, and so forth. So no, there wasn't under the insurance, because obviously we didn't tell the boat. Also, the insurance wasn't going to cover us with the pregnancy. So I'd say also for anybody that is planning to get pregnant, just make sure that either you look into whether the boat would cover that. I don't know. That's out of turn, but or you make sure you sign up for an insurance prior to planning to have a baby, because sometimes there is a waiting time when you're on your insurance. For example, we didn't know about that, and so we had to go public, and that's fine. But if anybody is wanting to go private in another country and that sort of stuff, in terms of maternity leave or maternity pay, I think I got given half my salary, and that was it.
Make it clear. Legally, any flag of convenience, have to pay you 2 months of paid leave and repay.
Yeah.
So if you're anybody out there that's pregnant, please know this. Mm. These are your rights. And there's even more rights than this. These are like the bare minimum on any flag. Doesn't matter what flag. Two months paid leave and repatriation. That's the minimum. Thank you for sharing, Rachel. And Lauren, what's your story?
Because I said we'd planned the pregnancy. We'd actually taken out insurance in Australia, which is where my husband was from, and we were planning to have the baby, and we did that. But yeah, working, it was slightly different for me because, yeah, I didn't really get any. I got a month's salary as a bonus, as a thank you for my time with the owners. I told the crew at 3 months, it was quite obviously a very physical job, and I didn't want anyone to think that I was being off. But also, it was a bit open on our boat. The captain's wife had originally left years before when I actually took over from her. That's how he's in the same position. And so it was quite, everyone was really supportive in that regard. I always laughed because I told the boss, and the boss said, "That's wonderful. So how long are you going to be off for?" And I'm like, I said, "Can I bring the baby back on board?" And they were like, "No." And I was like, "No, then I'm sorry, I can't come back." But I think they were thinking maybe that I'd have the baby and then leave the baby with my parents or something and then come back again. But there was never any talk of legal, apart from when I went to speak to the person that she said, "Look, legally, you're only allowed to be here for 5 months." And the captain said, "That's fine, but I'm happy for you to stay longer." Other than that, yeah, there wasn't really any other offer of support.
The purser at the time was very admin about telling you how long you could be there, but not actually telling you what your benefits are.
And the thing is that she actually was pregnant 2 months after me.
She
also fell unplanned pregnancy, and she also fell pregnant. And I don't know. I've actually never asked her what her situation was. But I mean, what you were saying about the 2 months, and Rachel was saying, you know, you're very aware of the salary side of things, because it is suddenly a bit, even though we were planned, it was still a big undertaking and, you know, quite stressful. And being on board, I was lucky. The crew were very nice. They were a very amazing crew. The bus was very aware of it, but you still at the end of the day had to do your job. And you still at the end of the day were working.
You planned it. It was more of you planned it with your husband, but not really planned it. You know, in your scheme of things with the captain, with the management company, like really understanding what your rights were, what were you meant to be doing? So how was your prenatal care?
My prenatal care was quite good in that they made allowances for me to go to my appointments and to have the prenatal care. I actually went home when I first fell pregnant. They allowed me to take holiday to go home and see a doctor and set up that. But other than that, yeah, I mean, it said I was very lucky in that respect that they were very accommodating with that. But I paid for it all. No, the boat didn't pay for it. The boat paid for two visits under the insurance, the boat insurance.
And why was it only 2 visits?
A beef on it?
Why did they only pay for 2 visits?
because apparently that was the allowance in the medical insurance.
Okay. Okay. And yeah. You had to take ENG1 again because you're meant to take ENG1 as soon as you get pregnant.
I did. And it's quite funny because I didn't know that I had to. This is still quite early on in the pregnancy. I just found out and I know it sounds weird, but I didn't really think about it. And they came out and they did the urine test and I saw the nurse come out and talk to the doctor and whisper and looking at me. And I suddenly clicked and I got up and I said to him, "Oh, I know I'm pregnant." And they were all like, "God."
Okay.
I think they were worrying they had to tell me because I'd grown to, but yeah, I didn't. They gave me, I think they gave me 8 months validity on it, which was interesting that they gave me that validity on my ENG1.
Mm. Absolutely. They do. It's not that you're not going to be like, basically you need a ENG1 to take again just to have it on file because it does change obviously now the way you have a different phone position, basically. Mm-hmm. And so my next question would be, I know Rachel felt that she didn't want to express how she was feeling and what, you know, the fact that she was pregnant. So obviously in this case, she didn't really have to think about expressing if she was tired or something like that because people didn't really know. So she wouldn't be any different. But you told the crew prior to leaving, "I'm pregnant." Do you feel that if you say that you were physically, mentally or emotionally tired or however you were feeling at the time, do you think that you were going to be seen as unable to handle your job?
I think from, I don't think it was, yeah. It was more
before you were meant to be.
I think from my point, I never wanted to let my team down. And I think it's a common thing within yachting is that you never want to be a burden on the team. You want to pull your weight. And I was very aware of that and very aware of not getting, being a burden to the team. But what I did do was that my crew were actually really good with me and that they were like, "Come on, you've got to go off now. You've got to go and have a rest." And my second steward, I never forget, I didn't realize I was doing it, but apparently I'd get a bit more grumpy than usual. And she'd stop and she'd look at me and go, "Is that you or is that the pregnancy talking?" And then she'd realize that maybe I needed to go and have something to eat. I think the crew were actually looking after me and that I was very lucky. I had a lovely team. But I was probably pushing myself more than I should. And they were the ones saying, "Go and have a rest, take a break. Are you okay?" thing, because in my mind, I didn't want the pregnancy to affect my work, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking back at being pregnant on board and working on board while being pregnant, would you do it again? Do you think it's a positive thing? Do you think it's okay to actually continue to work to a certain extent, obviously, until that you need to move away from that because you're about to go into labor and stuff? Is it something that you recommend in a way?
I think probably if it were my second time round, I guess I could do it again. Although I had horrendous morning sickness and it was quite bad. I wouldn't say it was morning sickness, it was all day sickness and had some pretty rough passages too. So anybody that is planning to get pregnant that hasn't been pregnant before, or even if it is your second one, I guess each pregnancy is different. I would just keep these things in mind. And also, like Lauren said, sometimes you do get grumpy and you just want to make sure that you do have an accommodating and supportive crew. Obviously, I didn't tell my crew, so I tried to remain as neutral as possible throughout my pregnancy and not tell anybody anything. I mean, I was climbing in bilges, running up very steep stairs and so forth. So I think you have to look at your circumstances around you, look at your boat, look at everything and see if you're going to be comfortable with that, because you're only pregnant once with that baby and you want to enjoy the pregnancy and you want to enjoy the experience. You don't want to look back one day and say that was a horrible pregnancy. Your pregnancy is hard, motherhood is hard. And I would just say you want to enjoy the experience. So would I recommend it? I would say that it's a very personal choice for you to make. Yeah. What would you say, Lauren?
I know. I agree with you. And I must say, Rachel, I take my hat off to you. I think you must have a very strong constitution and determination to have kept it a secret for 6 months. Well done on that. That's pretty, because it is tiring. The first 3 months are hard. The second trimester is a lot easier because they call it the honeymoon period for a reason. I was lucky. I was very fit going into my pregnancy. I did suffer badly from morning sickness in the beginning. And I agree with you. I think for me, one of the reasons, because I had the option to stay longer and I decided to leave at 5 months. And one of the reasons I did decide to leave was because I was worried that if something that I did or something that I extended myself that caused me to cause harm to the baby or caused something to harm the pregnancy. Mm-hmm. As you say, you're only pregnant once, and it is, most pregnancies are 100% and fully fine. You know, I've just had my second one, and I must say my second pregnancy was a lot harder than my first pregnancy because I was fit. And I think you're right. Personal situation plays a huge part in it. And I'll share something with you guys. So my first pregnancy was textbook. It was 100% went quite morning sickness, but there wasn't a thing wrong. My second pregnancy with my son, I've got two sons. My second one at 20 weeks, they picked up that he had a birth defect. He had something called foot. And so it's something that's very common, not common, but it affects 1 in 1,000. And it's something that's easily correctable. But I just remember thinking when I found out about that, thank goodness I wasn't working on board because it's something he's fine and he will be fine for the rest of his life. It's something that corrected. But at the time, it was something that was really big to hear that your pregnancy isn't, that there is something wrong. And I think that's something that people need to take. You never expect it, but it's something to consider that your pregnancy may not go according to plan. It may have problems. So I agree with her. It's a very personal decision. And yeah, you've got to enjoy it. It's an amazing time in your life. It's the one time in your life that you're two people.
Exactly. So, and you want to make sure that the people around you are also going to be there to support you. That's the most important thing. You need so much support when you are pregnant. Although you try and shrug it off, and I shrugged it off a lot, I do believe that your crew are the closest people around you. They're like your family. So if you are on land, you get a lot of help and support from your family, even though you pretend that you're okay. Sometimes you're not. And you just want to make sure that if you're going to be pregnant on board, that you can trust these people.
Sometimes you think you're okay, but other people, and you realize you're not actually okay with people. Is that all the pregnancy talking?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I would like to know, as former stewardesses and now new moms, what is the advice or what would you like to be see different in this industry on how they handle pregnancy?
I think I really think there should be more education in regards to, like you said, what the rights are of being pregnant, and also more to openness about it. Rachel said she didn't tell anyone, and because of maybe you were scared of the consequences. And I had, when I was a chief steward, I had a stewardess who fell pregnant. And as a chief stewardess with a pregnant stewardess, I wanted to make sure she was looked after. And I was really worried about her welfare, and I didn't know what her rights were, et cetera. And again, I still didn't find out from when it was my turn as well. But it was something that nobody knew how to handle.
So what stopped you from actually finding out what your rights were?
Because I actually just never knew there was anything. Like I didn't think there was anything for it, that you felt pregnant, you left, because anybody that I'd experienced, that's what happened. I didn't realize that we weren't educated on it.
Yeah, I think from my side, you were asking now, why didn't we go and look into it further? I guess a part of me did want to look into it further. I do feel like I ended things off on a good note and with my owners, and also my partner was still on board working while I went back home, even though he was pretty upset and he wanted to leave. At the same time I was leaving, I said, nah, you got to stay. But I didn't want to burn any bridges with the owners or the crew by looking into it further. I just thought that might rock the boat. And also my owners, it's just say they used to be lawyers, so I really didn't want to burn bridges there either or go against them or anything like that. I was happy to leave when I did leave. But I think, like you asked now, what could be placed or what would we want more? I would probably say, like Lauren said, is to get more education about what our rights are when we do fall pregnant. Like, what procedures do we put in place? When are you expected to leave? What do you leave with, and so forth? But also I would add on a security measure is just to put some more information and some more training into our STCWs about not only women that are pregnant on board and that, but also more training towards how to deal with infants on board, any emergencies with infants, toddlers, and so forth. I find that to be just so incredibly important.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you so much for sharing your stories. And I really hope that this sparks curiosity on many of you guys that are watching this and start looking up your rights, especially if you're a woman. And even if you're a man, if you have a girlfriend or you have a partner that could potentially get pregnant, whether it's planned or unplanned, you need to know where you stand and what your rights are. And yeah, I think this is one of the big things, really educating ourselves, because at the end of the day, the industry doesn't really educate us. It's not in their benefit, in a sense. So we need to change that paradigm, and we have to do it individually. We have to slowly, each one of us have to actually come out of our shell and say, I need to know what's my rights here. Yeah, thank you so much for saying yes to this and showing up for everybody out there and for all the women that are pregnant or that will get pregnant that definitely need to hear this. So yeah, is there anything you guys want to share before we wrap it up?
I just wanted to quickly say thank you so much for bringing attention to this. And also, I agree, the partners, because the dads also need to be there for when the baby's born. So there's the paternity leave as well as maternity leave. But yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I second Lauren on that. Thank you very much again, Mariana, for, just letting us know a bit of these things. I wish I had known it before I left the boat. It would have been great. But thank you so much for your insight, and thank you for sparking an interest into this. I think it would be really helpful to a lot of stews. And all I can say is just make sure to look into the insurances before you fall pregnant, if you are planning to fall pregnant. It's so important, because most insurances won't cover you. They see it as, I think it's called like an existing ailment. So if you are wanting to fall pregnant, make sure you either are covered by the boat, or if you are planning, just make sure to be covered first on your insurance for a couple of months before. But thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, guys, that's a wrap. See you next time. And if you have something to share, wisdom to pass on, you know where to find me. Send me an email or hit the link below. And well, yeah. Until next time.